The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
Darren Cheeseman, the state member for South Bowen. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Mitchell. Great to be with you.
Thanks for being with us this morning. First of all, Spring Creek, what's the latest there?
Planning Minister last week declared the Surf Coast an area, a distinctive landscape. That's an important first step in setting and determining town boundaries. There'll be further consultation with the community to determine where those town boundaries should be and, of course, appropriate height limits for the Torquay-Janjuk area. That consultation will take place in the first quarter of next year. But we have said very clearly and very consistently that Duffields Road will be the town boundary. We heard that lesson during the lead-up to the state election. We listened to what the community had to say, and that was the position, of course, we took to the state election last year.
Do we have any developments on what the relationship is like with developers and whether there will be or won't be compensation paid as a result of changes to town boundaries?
Look, I certainly don't believe there will be any compensation made to developers. Of course, developers often will land bank in the hope that town boundaries may change. That is a normal part of our planning scheme. Governments, of course, make decisions on behalf of the communities that they serve, and that's certainly what we'll be doing in the instance of Spring Creek and listening to what the community has to say on that.
What's the timeline like from here in terms of determining the final town boundary as a result of what you've just said?
Well, as I said, consultation will take place, particularly around height limits and the actual town boundaries, in the first quarter of next year. That's an important piece of work. We want to hear carefully what the community has to say, and then the government, the planning minister, will be making a decision after that. I think there's probably still about 8 or 9 months to go until we've actually concluded those town boundaries. It's a large piece of work. It's an important piece of work, and we're doing that in a thorough and careful way.
Now, climate change, as we know that there was a big climate strike on Friday, a lot of turnout here in Geelong, and I don't know if there are any down in your neck of the woods on the Surf Coast and in South Bowen, but what lessons do you take from that? Will you be changing any of your policies or views as a result of what we saw on that climate strike?
Look, my position is based on the science and what the scientists are telling us. And that is that there is human-induced climate change. That is a global threat. It is a threat that the state government, of course, takes seriously. That's why we've got ambitious targets to replace our dirty coal-fired power with clean, green, renewable energy. That's why we're investing in wind farms and solar panels. We take the issue of climate change seriously. That's why we're making those investments. Those kids that protested on Friday, not just here in Geelong, but of course in Melbourne and elsewhere, I certainly listen to what they have to say, and I think the state government is really acting on what those children had to say, because not only do we listen to the next generation, we're also listening to the scientists who are telling us that these are real threats.
Do you endorse kids walking out of school on these sort of issues?
Well, I certainly support the community's right to protest, to demonstrate, to send a clear message to the government. Often we complain that young people don't seem to be engaged in our civic life. Well, clearly on Friday they did engage in our civic life, and I welcome what they had to say, and I'm certainly prepared to listen to them. It's their planet, it's their future as well.
Surf Coast Shire has declared a climate emergency. Geelong City Council may also be declaring a climate emergency at the council meeting tonight. Should the state government do the same for the entirety of Victoria?
Well, look, I certainly don't tell local government what they can and can't do. What I do clearly say to the Geelong community is that the Victorian government takes climate change seriously. We've got strong public policy settings in place to respond to those challenges. I think for a long time people have done a lot of talking around it. Well, the Andrews government has taken the approach of actually getting on and responding to these issues, and that's the approach we're taking.
Are there any plans for a declaration of climate emergency by the Parliament? Because that seems to be what some of the students and, in fact, protesters were calling for on Friday.
Well, I don't think the students and young people who protested on Friday particularly want to see words. I think they actually want to see action. I think they want to see governments responding to the challenges of climate change, putting in place the necessary public policy reform to set clear targets to decarbonise our economy. That's the approach that we're taking. It's a careful approach, it's a considered approach, and it's based on the science and what the scientists are telling us that we must do to avoid the absolute most dangerous extreme effects of climate change.
Now, the politicians' pay increase, was that justified? Do you think the state politicians have been working to the point where it justifies that sort of pay increase?
Well, we have an independent remuneration tribunal that made these decisions. I had no impact or input into the decision that they make. I think, politicians do generally work pretty hard for the communities that they serve. And I think we do want to have, in this country, a remuneration arrangement that is fair and appropriate. And I think it's best to leave these decisions to independent bodies, and that's the approach that the Parliament has chosen.
Now, do you want to give us some updates on what's happening with schools in the South Bowen electorate? Because it does seem like there's a few developments, including with Armstrong Creek Primary School.
Oh, that's right. So Armstrong Creek West Primary School, which will be opening early next year, has a new name. It's going to be called Bunyip Primary School, which is a fantastic Indigenous local name. Over on secondary school is currently being, or the new campus is currently being built out at Armstrong Creek. That school will be open at the start of the 2021 school year. So we've got massive population growth, and the state government's recognised that, and we're building the schools in those communities to serve those communities for many decades to come.
Now, mental health, it's of course a big issue, and it was Are You OK Then? I saw all the MPs getting together to talk about that at the Parliament. What do you think needs to be done on mental health? What are some of the issues? Because we know that there's a Royal Commission on mental health. What do you think are some of the big concerns that need to be addressed in this area?
Well, look, I think the mental health system in Victoria and indeed across Australia has been in crisis for some time. The Andrews government, of course, as you quite rightly point out, has commissioned a Royal Commission to inquire into the challenges with the mental health system and to make recommendations. I think there's a massive amount of reform that is required. The mental health system in this state is broken. I think the Royal Commission will make some rather hard-hitting findings about new ways that we need to approach the challenges around mental health. I think there's going to be a lot of additional new public money required to address those challenges. I'm not an expert in it. We've commissioned a Royal Commission to provide those expert recommendations and to hear people's stories about how the system needs reform.
And you've been hosting some events, and we've been talking with you about them previously, where you catch up for coffee with different people in the electorate. Do you do these once a month, and what sorts of things come up that you otherwise wouldn't have known about?
Well, that's right. I try and, on a monthly basis, open my office up and invite people to come along and have a cup of coffee with us. We hear all sorts of stories from people when they come in. about the challenges in their lives and some of the assistance that they might want from government. I find it really a great way to hear people's stories firsthand. It provides people that opportunity, and you learn a lot about what makes the Geelong community tick, some of the challenges that families are facing, and it provides me an opportunity to relay those stories into good public policy making into the future.
Well, Darren, thanks for being on the program once again. It's always good to catch up, and we'll catch up again next month.
Thanks, Mitchell. Great to be with you.
Good on you. Thank you. Darren Cheeseman there, the state member for South Bowen, joining us on the program this morning.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.